Well, we have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Myra Kyle joins us here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about the Atlantic Fair Trade Market this morning.
Yes.
Are people catching on to what that's all about?
I hope they are. This is our second year to provide this market, so I'm hoping that the word is out that it is an opportunity to be in mission to people in third world countries. We get products from 38 countries, and we're hoping that people have heard the word on the street or in their churches or in posters around town and flyers that we're trying to put out. So I hope they're hearing about it.
A lot of these folks in these other countries, in some cases, really don't have a market at all for some of the things that they deal with, unless they have to go through some, let's say, sometimes unscrupulous folks who end up skimming all the stuff off the top. It can get really ugly. This is an opportunity for them to really see literally the fruits of their labor.
Yes, and it's an opportunity for us, as you say, instead of going through three or four organizations or individuals, we can get through our suppliers, 10,000 villages and serve particularly, we can get directly to the people in very short order so we can get the product to market sooner at less cost.
How do you get the products here? How do they get here in the first place?
Right. The organizations like 10,000 Villages and Serve are two organizations that have been in operation for probably over 40 years, and they actually contact the producers in their home countries and bring the products to the United States and then allow us to be a doorway to provide those products to people in our communities. So it's through the entrepreneurship of those organizations that we get the product.
And this is to make it easier for those folks who create and develop these products,
too. Absolutely. It's a way to get the product to market as short in as short a time and for the least cost so that we can get money back to the producer, and it's just a shorter route.
You bet. So how do you pick and choose what you have here? Is that all done by some other organization for you, or do you get a say in what comes this way?
Because it's our second year, we do get more to say about what we get. We did some more picking and choosing this year because we knew what sold and what people wanted to see more of. On the other hand, there's a lot of new products every year, and we cannot guess how they're going to sell. And so we allow those organizations to literally send us their best sellers, and then we sell out of that.
I want to ask you, I want to say like what, but I want to preface that with, because when some folks would just hear the name, Atlantic Fair Trade Market, I just assume in their heads they're probably thinking farmer's market. Maybe there's fruits and vegetables or something like that. Gee, it's an odd time of the year for that. But that's not really what it is.
No, it's actually Fair Trade Market deals with the sense that producer is getting a fair price for their product. And we are providing a market for that product. So it helps both of us. They're getting a fair price. It means we're paying a little less. Because they're getting a fair price, they don't have a middleman. There's a wide range of products that come to us. Handcrafts and handcrafted items. We also do have some food products, although they're not fresh fruits and vegetables. But a lot of handcrafts, a lot of jewelry, a lot of scarves, woven goods, musical instruments, toys, nativities. There's just baskets is a big, big item. Woven baskets from Kenya, Uganda, Indonesia. They're beautiful, and we can get them at the market.
Some really talented folks out there.
Oh, there's some incredibly gifted people who are doing what they can to provide a living for their families. So they're using products that are right there in their communities and recycling some products and using basic products that they can put their hands on. So painted gourds are coming from Peru, a lot of ceramic things from Peru, a lot of stone and sculpture work out of Africa. But they're using products that they can put their hands on from a village standpoint.
And working with the organizations you work with, you folks all feel comfortable that when folks come in to buy some of these products and spend their money to buy something that someone works so hard on, that the money that they spend is going back to the right folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the reasons that we chose these providers, is because they have an incredible reputation of dealing reasonably and fairly. That's fair trade. They're dealing with those persons in their home countries, and they're dealing with them fairly. So that's our guarantee.
It's a little frustrating that you have to find places to do these types of things, that all folks can't be treated fairly when they do create product.
That's right. But if any of any people have visited some of these countries that we're dealing with, Nicaragua, Indonesia, you know what the status is of persons on the ground. And it's pretty easy for them to be used. And we don't want to be a part of that. And so we're providing an opportunity for you to be in your home community and be a gift in mission to a person someplace else.
Yeah, their world is not like ours. Opportunity is not nearly as prevalent as it is here.
No.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this is going to affect folks here locally then, too. This is a group effort, a joint effort by a number of churches here in the community who've come together along with your group to help make all this happen. And they've been publicizing and getting the word out. Now, in addition to getting folks there to spend money, I know you also need folks to help volunteer, too. We're trying to keep the overhead as low as possible.
Right, right. We have a storefront that we are provided, which is at 408 Chestnut, next to Aunt B's. And yes, we need volunteers to be in that store so that we can sell the product. We're open from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday, beginning October 13th. And so I want to have two people in the store at all times, and we do it in two shifts, one in the morning, 10 to 1, one in the afternoon, 1 to 5, and I'm doing a training session tomorrow afternoon. I did a training session this afternoon, and so I will orient you as to what your jobs and responsibilities are, but it is a volunteer organization, and so we need people to step up and take an afternoon or a morning and be a host in the fair trade market.
Really not asking for a whole lot, much more than their time and just a little bit of effort.
That's right. A little bit of interest and enthusiasm doesn't hurt. Wants you to be friendly and to understand that it is a mission project.
Right.
This money's not going in our pockets. This money is going back to the entrepreneurs, back to the co-ops, back to the people that have produced the products.
Do you get folks, I assume you got feedback from folks that were there last year that participated. Do you get feedback from people saying things like, you know, gee, I shopped there because it was a great price, or I shopped there because I want to help the cause, or I shopped there because I just can't find these things like this anywhere else?
Well, and I think, Jim, it's a combination of each of those. People have found the prices to be very reasonable for the product they receive. People have been very happy with the product they received. And the products are unique. You're not going to find them in every shop. And so if you're looking for something a little bit different that doesn't appear on every store shelf every season, then this might be an opportunity. What we've discovered is that as we provide this market, there are other stores in the state of Iowa and Nebraska who sell these products. Absolutely. But nobody within 50 miles. So if you don't want to travel and you'd like the opportunity to look at some specialty gift items or personal items, household goods, this is an opportunity.
Well, Christmas isn't too far down the road. I assume that had a little something to do with the timing of this, right?
Well, the timing of this was to be ahead of the holidays and we tried it out last year and we were very, very pleased. We were well received and we got excited about it. So we said, let's do it again.
Really a two-week effort starting this Saturday, October 13th, and running Monday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the store at 408 Chestnut Street, and that will continue through October 27th, a Saturday. So plenty of opportunity, actually. I bet you get a lot of folks that come back a couple of times.
Well, I hope so. They see something and, oh, I want to go back and get that, or I want to tell a friend and they want to come and get it. So we're excited to be back, and we're looking forward to a good crowd and some good enthusiasm. It's a unique opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I assume in some of these cases, some of these items are maybe one of a kind, too. So if you walk in and see something you really kind of think is neat and unique, it might not be there tomorrow when you come back, so you might want to get after things early.
That's right. And we've got some people that some of my workers and some of the folks that I did training for this afternoon as volunteers were already asking, do I have to wait till Saturday? And I said, I'm afraid you do. Saturday, the doors open at 10, and we'd love to have you come and shop then, and we'll do our best to meet your needs.
Do you have stock in the back room at all, or is what is out pretty much what you have?
Because of the space that we have, we do have some stock sort of in the back room, but it's limited. Sometimes we only get one item, and sometimes we get three of that item. So it's very, very hard to know. Depends on what you like.
So if you want to get the best of the pickings, you better get in there early.
That's right. There's one sculpture piece that came in this year. I sold three of them last year, and I only got one this year. So you can't tell.
Yeah. You just never know for sure. Well, very good. That's part of it that makes it fun, though. It's kind of a game, too.
Yep.
And you're helping out the cause. So, again, that's October 13th, this Saturday, through October 27th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 408 Chestnut, the location. And if folks still are looking to volunteer in any way, shape, or form, Myra, can they just call?
Yes, they should call me at 243-4265, and I'd be happy to sign you up.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you for asking.
Good luck.
Thank you.